It was Thursday, June 15, 1961. I remember it quite clearly since it was the first day of summer break after a long tiring year at St. Mark's Reform School. I was turning 15, and Laura, my best friend at the time, was 14. Laura was very adventurous and always willing to try new things and explore new places with me. But this day was different. I felt new urges like a demon possession within the core of my very soul. We entered Blind Man's Cave, and traveled to a hidden city rumored to be inhabited by shadow people and undead spirits. Although void of sunlight, there was an eerie reddish-yellow glow that illuminated from below the many boxes on the hot burning soil. Strange cries and noises were heard as echoes throughout the city. As I walked, I began to age rapidly, no longer 15 and now sporting a full beard and long shaggy hair. The boxes started to grow arm-like tentacles that began to grip my body while roots emerged from the bottom of my feet. I looked for Laura and found her lying motionless in one of the boxes at the base of my feet. I found myself unable to move as the roots took a firm hold.
Let me go. Let me out. Was this a city? Then why all the boxes? It's all wrong. Is this a dream? Is this reality? Is reality a dream? Or are dreams reality?
Suddenly I found myself in the middle of a large cemetery on the outskirts of town, being firmly rooted like a large burning oak tree with the full moon shining through my flaming branches. Like Moses' burning bush, I was not consumed. But Moses stood on holy ground, not like the hell at my rooted feet. With moonlight shining down and burning embers falling to the ground, I could see visions of tombstone after tombstone and grave. Laura 1961. Laura 1965. Laura 69. Laura 72. Laura after Laura after Laura. Why am I here? Is this my destiny? Is this my eternity? Is this my hell? Laura after Laura after Laura. Laura 1975. Laura 77. Laura 82. Laura 1986. Laura 89. Laura 91. Laura after Laura after Laura. I remember them all.
Thank you. Oh, cha-cha go-go.
Thank you. Almighty Spirit Father. As the eagle soars with the wind, grant us peace upon all nations. Help us respect all of your creation. You who make the trees to bloom. You who make the rivers to flow. You who make the sun to shine. You who make the moon and stars. Spirit Father, look upon your people with favor. Grant us strength and wisdom. As the morning dew turns to vapor, teach us the lessons of your divine ways. Almighty Spirit Father, let our hearts receive your gift. Let our spirit be pure and holy. Let us enter into your sacred space. Spirit Father, grant us peace. Spirit Father, give us hope. Spirit Father, teach us love. Spirit Father, heal our souls.
In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and, behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.